This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. A fellow employee just asked what could be wrong with his ash tree. The top canopy was dying. Uh-oh. That's one of the major signs of emerald ash borer. So I told him to look under the bark and check for the squiggly lines from the larva. Turns out EAB is killing his tree, and he has a lot more, as do his neighbors. He lives in a community of large wooded lots. They won't be wooded too much longer, as the trees are cut down and burned. They'll try to save some of the larger trees with chemicals. The Wisconsin Extension has some great information on treatment. I have a link from my website, gardenbite.com. Tree location, value, and health, as well as the cost of treatment, are all factors to consider. If you choose to use chemicals, know what you're getting. Read the label thoroughly. More than 50 million ash trees have been destroyed by EAB. The state of Minnesota is using EAB sniffing dogs. The organization called Working Dogs for Conservation have been teaching dogs to detect ash borer eggs, larvae, and adults in wood products. Since removing and replacing a single tree can cost thousands of dollars, the economic impacts of infestation are as high as the ecological ones. The dogs have been able to find EAB-infested wood quicker than humans. However, it's not cheap to do that, so using the dogs isn't real widespread yet. What is absolutely widespread is the destruction of ash trees all over the country. I have more information on gardenbite.com. This is also another great reason to plant multiple types of trees. Diversity is key, especially boulevard trees in cities. The devastation of a disease or insect attacking a certain type of tree can strip a neighborhood naked. Cities are spending a lot of money cutting down, treating, and/or replacing ash trees. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.